A good news reflection for Monday of the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, daring to be zealous again. Sometimes Terry dares to write what some readers don't want to reflect upon, and they scold her. And there are times when she dares to point out anti-evangelization behaviors that some priests and other leaders in our church don't realize they are doing. But if they don't want to face an uncomfortable truth about themselves, they dismiss her as inferior. One time she saw a priest post in his blog something that sounded very condemning and judgmental. Unable to keep silent about it, she posted a comment that brought to light a bigger picture. And what happened? He judged her as not a real Catholic. However, her ministry is not about limiting herself to only messages that will win compliments from everyone. She certainly would prefer to write only what's safe, tickling everyone's spiritual ears so that she can receive plenty of accolades. Indeed, she has given in to that temptation. But today's first reading, taken from Revelations 1, verses 1 through 14, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, has challenged her down through the years, reminding her that being a Christian sometimes means being misunderstood, disbelieved, and persecuted. And he's saying the same to you. Listen to Jesus, the one who holds the seven stars, which are all the holy angels, and walks among the seven golden lampstands, which is the whole church, all of us. He's affirming you in these verses, I know your deeds, your patience and endurance, that you don't tolerate wickedness, that you are enduring hardships for me. Now, listen to what disappoints him. You have lost the love you had at first. Remember how boldly excited you used to get about the faith? You were like the blind man who was healed in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43, enthusiastically giving glory to God. But after raising a few eyebrows of disapproval on the faces around you, did you begin to restrain your zeal? Terry has. There is nothing she writes that she has not already faced personally. This is the reason for her zeal. The good news is, when we have wrestled with the truth and then allowed God to be the winner, the transformation that happens in us gives us zeal for sharing our discoveries, even when others disagree with us. When we lose that confidence, we need to run back to God and let Him comfort us. We need to give Him the opportunity to build us up again so that we can go out into the world with renewed energy. Our zeal for running to God for comfort becomes zeal for sharing the truth despite persecution and rejection. Well-lived Christianity is an adventure because it's a very daring road that we travel. To succeed, we must first pay attention to the wrestling matches we've been fighting and admit that God should be allowed to win. Here's an example of how that happens. What teachings of the church do you disagree with? Dare to assume that there's something about it that you don't understand. Then dare to ask the Holy Spirit to explain the truth to you. Dare to look deeper. How is this unlikable teaching really based on love? How can it increase your holiness? God will enlighten you, perhaps immediately, but more likely over time, as He leads you on a journey of discovery. God calls us to accountability. First, we must take the time and make the effort to learn what the church really teaches and why. Then we must dare to publicly stand firm in it. Congratulate yourself for all the dares you've already taken with the Lord. This is what God's word for us today means. Hold fast to your early love and do the works that are energized by that zeal. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.